We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Mackenzie Datchuk. She is originally from High Level, now plays hockey for the women's team at Grant McEwen University down in Edmonton. And, of course, first question I got for you here, Mackenzie, is, of course, a lot of colleges and universities are back playing sports again this year after not really being able to do that for much of last year. How good is it you for to be, back on the ice playing again this year?
Yeah, feels great. Like, kind of was unfortunate with COVID. We had to take a year off, but I think we all had some time to just spend time with family and be with our loved ones at home. Still got to train a lot off ice and stuff, so it wasn't like we were completely away from the rink. Yeah, so that's kind of nice, but definitely nice to be back with the team and training hard. So, yeah, I'm really grateful.
I guess, how has the season kind of been going for you and your team so far here?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. This is our first year competing in the Canada West division. My first year we competed in the ACAC, which is just the Alberta College Athletics Conference. So it was kind of nice in a way. We were just transitioning into the Canada West League. So we've been doing pretty good, like not too bad. So yeah, it's been pretty good.
And one thing I always find interesting when talking to hockey players at the college level is how they sort of balance the hockey aspect with also the schoolwork aspect as well. How have you been able to make that sort of balance work for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough for sure. I think the best thing I've been able to do is just taking it day by day. The days can be pretty strenuous. I'm trying to fit in a workout, practice, and several classes. So I think the best way I've just been able to balance it all is just focusing on the day ahead of me and getting done what needs to be done. So, yeah.
And I understand here that you are a arts major there at McEwen. I guess what made you decide to go down that road, and how has that been going for you?
Yeah, so my goal is actually to get my degree in social work. This is just kind of the path I've been taking so far, is just through arts. I really wanted to make school and hockey work for me, so being in the arts program is kind of the road I had to take for to make that to work. But yeah, I've been enjoying it so far. It's been great. Yeah.
And of course, as we mentioned a little earlier, you of course are originally from the High Level area. I guess when it comes to you growing up, what were some of your big kind of hockey influences in your life?
Yeah, I mean, my older brother played hockey and a lot of my family played, so I think they were definitely my biggest influences at that time. And then growing up, moved out of High Level out to Grand Prairie and obviously got to have more influence that way. Like, had great coaches growing up, so they were definitely probably my biggest influences and just pushing me and wanting to be my best. Yeah.
One thing that has certainly been interesting in the hockey world over the last few years is more attention coming on, you know, the women's game and, you know, trying to get, you know, sort of a stable professional league for kind of that level there. How do you kind of see sort of the women's game sort of growing? What's your kind of sort of perspective of that and what you've seen from the women's game over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, it's grown a lot, especially since I've moved out of High Level. I'm growing up at High Level. I'm usually the only girl, I mean, along with my sister playing boys hockey, so I really wasn't exposed to a lot of other female hockey players until I moved out of High Level, so it's nice to see it grow in that way. Even just these past couple years, I noticed even in the smaller towns, more younger girls are wanting to come out and play at the sport, which is nice. I think my role now, just as a college athlete, and I think it's important that I try to spread awareness of the game to younger girls so that they can play the sport and, yeah, fall in love just like I did. So, yeah.
I mean, sometimes hockey players can be, kind of creatures of habit, you know, especially with, you know, they got a certain routine they like to go through before every game. Now, I'm curious, when it comes to you, what's sort of your, I guess, pregame routine you go through before every game?
Yeah. Honestly, I keep mine pretty simple. I try not to overcomplicate it. I think the main thing is just getting a good warm-up in before I head on the ice, kind of just, you know, getting my body warmed up, getting out those pregame jitters. Nothing too complicated. I like to keep it simple. So yeah, I would say that's probably it, just getting a good warm-up and having fun with the girls before the game.
So looking forward to seeing what else you could do out there on the ice this season. Mackenzie Datchuk, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.